Hello, international students, immigrant friend, and foreigners community all over the world. My name is Anna. I moved to the US from China all by myself. I'm a very proud first generation immigrant. So I have a lot of experience in immigration topics and being a foreigner living in the US. If you're interested in this kind of topic, please consider subscribing to me. Today, I have a very important topic to cover, which is work visa. If you're watching this video, I assume maybe you're international students, you're about to graduate from school, and you need to change your status from F1 student visa to H1B job offer work visa. Because most of us international students, including myself, I believe we don't want to just graduate from university and go back to our own countries. We do want to have some work experience in the US. Back in the day, I was really nervous about how to make this transition. And now I'm going to share all my strategies and my secret formula of how to get your work visa as fast as possible. First, I want to talk about the challenge of getting a work visa, H1B visa. And then I'll move to the strategies. For some of you, you already have green card in the US and you don't have to worry about a work visa, that's great. But just skip this part, go to the strategy part of getting a job offer really fast, because that part applies to you as well. The first challenge is the timeline. As a foreigner in the US, you can't just look for jobs forever. Your visa will expire. For example, right now you are on student visa. You need to transition to OPT and then transition to H1B. When you are on OPT status, you only have 90 days of unemployment status, meaning you will have to find a job in 90 days. And that's why I say, I will help you to get your work visa in 90 days because there's a 90 days rule. Second challenge is really, how would I say this, annoying. I have a lot of love and a lot of respect for us immigrants because we really have to work extra hard than a lot of American citizens. We have a cap each year of how many work visas out there for us. What does this mean? Each year in the US, there are 65,000 work visa available for us to apply. If you get a job, but all the visa, 65,000 applications already used up, then even though you get a job offer, you're not able to get a work visa. In this 65,000 cap, the first 20,000 goes to people who has a master degree or PhD. Just inserting a very quick disclaimer, I'm not a professional immigration attorney, so please, you need to talk to an immigration attorney to give you a very specific, very professional explanation of the whole process. I just share my personal experience and I focus on strategies. So if you have a master degree, congratulations, you have a better chance, you are more competitive, but still 65,000 applications each year really is not a lot, because every year, millions and millions of people apply for jobs. Not only you need to get a job offer, you also need to compete with that 65,000 application cap. So that's the second challenge you have. And I have a very special bonus tip I will talk about at very last. It's specifically designed to compete with this 65,000 cap using my secret formula. You may not need to compete with the 65,000 applications and still get your work visa. So please just keep watching all the way through. The third challenge, so many challenges, is that when you look for a job as an international student, as an immigrant in the US, you can't just look for whatever job. The job has to in your field, especially for H1B work visa, it has to related to your field of study. So what does that mean? For example, if you are learning computer science at some university, after graduation, you can just look for jobs in whatever field, whatever jobs. You can only look for jobs that directly related to computer science. If you want to drive for Uber for a month, you can't do that. They won't sponsor your work visa, and that may not be even legal. So that's the three, I would say, the main challenges for us. And now let's talk about strategies. Strategy number one, I want you to start telling everybody and their dogs and cats that you're looking for a job. You want people to know you're looking for a job. And you don't have to be embarrassed or shy about it. It's really normal for people looking for a job, right? But be careful. I'm not asking you to beg for a job. I'm simply asking you to tell people you're actively seeking a job opportunity. People could be like, hey, what's up? What's going on with you? You can be like, I finished my university. My focus is fill the blank, your field of study. And I'm actively looking for a job. You can just stop there. You don't even have to say, do you have any lead? Can you help me look for a job? None of that. Just put your message out there. The reason I'm asking you to tell everybody that you're looking for a job is because you just never know what's going to happen. Universe works in their very unique ways. You can tell your friend A, and friend A could tell friend B tell friend C, and friend C happened to know some company, just happened to look for a job. They can mention that lead to you, and you can use that lead later on. So don't be shy about it. Don't be embarrassed about it. Ask for it, and don't beg for it. Next strategy is kind of related to the first strategy, but more focused. I want you to get in a community or a group or association of some kind of your field. Take myself for example. My field of study was digital media at the University of Washington, and I joined a group. It's called Asian American Journalism Association. As you can see, I'm Asian, but I know journalism is not very direct related to digital media. However, they do cover some digital media press coverage or things like that. By joining that group, I actually know tons of people that work in digital media industry, in digital media field, and that really helps me a lot. Spoiler alert, my actual job offer was not from all the network effort I made. It's not through any friends or network I know, but through some other method I will mention later on in the video. So please make sure you watch all the way through. And please comment below, let me know what is your field of study, what university are you going to graduate from. The next strategy is really effective and useful, especially nowadays, which is, maybe you guessed it, LinkedIn. You have to use LinkedIn. So the way I use LinkedIn is you go to LinkedIn, you type in your dream company, your dream job, what is your ideal job offer you would want to get, and you find out who is actually working at that position, who is holding your dream job, and you reach out to that person. I'm on LinkedIn and I have so many people reach out to me and ask me how do I get my job, and they ask me for advice. So just send a friendly message and say, you know, I really admire you're working for this company, that's my dream company I want to go to. What's your secret? How do you get there? And yes, most of them are not going to reply to you. Most of them will just delete your message to trash can. But maybe you'll get one person to reply to you, and what that person has to offer will be really useful to your job research. Moving on to next strategy, also my very secret formula that I've been using is that, guys, don't mention you need a work visa too early. And here's why. Job hunting is very competitive. And you being a foreigner, you being an immigrant, you're not American citizen, is even more challenging and more competitive than others. As a company, for example, I'm the company, I'm looking for candidates, right? Do I really want to go through all the difficult process to hire a foreigner? Or do I want to hire equally talented, equally qualified American citizen where I don't have to sponsor them a work visa? So I would suggest you to not scare people away too early on during the whole submitting resume process. Maybe you can mention your work visa later in the process. And how to mention that, I will cover that just in a bit. Moving on to my holy grail strategy that everyone knows about, but I don't see a lot of people really get this done, is very simple. Submit, submit, submit. So I mentioned all the strategies of build your network, go to LinkedIn, talk to people, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I got my job offers through submitting resumes. A lot of mistakes I see people making is they probably submit for 10 days, they submit, let's say, 20 resumes to 20 companies. They don't get any job interviews. They don't get any phone interviews. They're like, oh, this is not working for me. And that happened to me too. I submit probably 15, 20, I don't know how many resumes I submit, and I didn't get anything back. I was crying to people, I will never find a job, I can't do this. One friend of mine told me, you don't get to cry when you only submit 20 resumes. You can cry to me when you submit 200 resumes, and you will get a result when you hit your 100 mark. If you don't get any result in your 100 mark, come talk to me. Let's talk about what's wrong with your resume, what's wrong with your submitting. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I got a lot of job offers in the US, so many years living here, and majority of the job offer I actually got was through submitting. So never underestimated how powerful submitting actually is. And I understand submitting can be scary. You probably are thinking, they have thousands of resumes. How can they look through my resume? This will never work. Based on my experience, it does work. You just have to put in the work. You have to be consistent. You have to be submitting every day. You have to be submitting a large amount for it to work. Next strategy is also my very, very secret formula that a lot of people don't do. And related to the submitting strategy is that follow up. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Submitting and the follow up, these two will be the core of how you get your job offer. So many people submit resumes every day, right? How many people actually follow up? How many people actually follow through? Here's how I did it. I had a spreadsheet when I was looking for jobs. I would list the company names, the date I submitted, the contact info, their phone number, their emails, and have I followed up yet, and what's the follow-up result. So for example, I submit a resume to this company last week, and after a week, after about 5 business days, I would call the HR, simply say, hey, my name is Anna, last week I submitted my resume to this job position. I just want to check in and see if you see my material yet. Of course, not everybody answering my phone, and for the people who answer my phone, they have two different results. First result is, I'm sorry, we have too many resumes, I don't know who you are, goodbye. That's actually not a very common case. Most of the cases that I encountered was, oh, okay, what's your full name? Anna Pan. Okay, let me just research really quick. Yes, I got your resume. Thank you for submitting. Goodbye. So what does that action do for your job hunting? It guaranteed your resume is being reviewed by the HR person. Maybe it's 1 second, maybe it's 10 seconds, but that phone call will leave an impression. They will know you. So that will increase the chance you get a phone interview. Okay, so after the networking, after submitting, after following up, after all the effort you have made, now you get the interview part. Congratulations, that's really a big step to the final result. And my strategy for your job interview is, of course, you have to know the company inside out, okay? You have to know this job position inside out. You have to know exactly what they are looking for. And remember, getting a job is not about you. It's about them. It's about what they want. It's not about what you want. For example, if you say, oh, this job, I can learn so much from this job. This job fits my career path. Sorry, no one's interested in that. A better way of saying that is, I see I have skills I can offer for this job. I see I fit this company. I see I have a lot I can put on the table to benefit this job. That's the mentality and that's the philosophy of how to get the job. So in the job interview, focus on the job. Don't focus on the visa or any legal documents, paperwork you have to do with the company. Just play the light. After you successfully finished all interviews, they give you the job offer. Congratulations. I remember when I got my job offer, I was really excited. I was really happy for a second. Because the next second, I was asking me, okay, I never talked about the work visa issue. They didn't even know I need a sponsorship. How do I bring this up? So my strategy for you at this part is still just hold off a little bit. After they give you the job offer, don't ask a visa just yet. Wait about, I would say, maybe five business days. And here's why. Do you know what's going on after you got the job visa? Usually, HR department will call other candidates who also did the job interview for them. And they will be like, thank you for applying to the job, but we find our person. In that process, they will decline all other your competitors. And then, finally, it's the time for you to mention your work visa, which leads to our final step, negotiation of work visa, which can be, I know, it's scary, you feel nervous, I was there as well. So here's what I have to say to you, is that be prepared. After they get rid of all your other candidates, you are their only choice at that point. They're already preparing for you to get in the office, get the work done. So at this point, they want you. They really want you. You can be very confident, and then you can mention the work visa. I don't want you to make a big deal out of it. Don't be like, oh my God, work visa, I need that. I need sponsorship. I need you to hire an attorney for me. I need this and that. I want you to play light. You can simply say, have you guys sponsored work visa for a foreigner before? I'm not an American citizen. I might need a work visa. I just want to discuss the possibility of it. I know some of my friends did their work visa. It's not as complicated as it sounds. I'm fully committed to work with you guys to make the process as easy as possible so I can start working soon. When you mention this to them at the same time, I would suggest you to do some research of immigration attorneys in your area where you live. And you can be like, hey, I already did my research. Here are top five attorneys I think maybe we consider work with. So can you tell the strategy here is you do the work. Make it very easy for them. Make it as easy as they just need to press a button and everything's done. You do all the hard work for them already. Back to my personal story, that's exactly what I did. After I got my job offer, I waited a few days for them to get rid of other candidates, and then I mentioned my work visa. And then they told me, work visa? We don't know what that is, and we never done that before. Even though I got the job offer, I was still looking for other jobs, because what if they come back and say no, right? So that's what I would say to you. If you got your job offer and you're waiting for them to make a decision on the visa, moving on to applying to other jobs. I was really lucky. My employer came back and say they really want me, even though they never did work visa sponsorship before, but they are willing to go extra miles to hire an attorney to do this whole thing. I'm super grateful. That was my first job and my first work visa in the US. Without that work visa, I would have to go back home. I would miss out the working experience in the US. Lastly, I have a bonus tip for you to help you specifically competing with the 65,000 applications every year. If you get a job offer in higher education category or nonprofit, in these two categories, then you don't have to compete with the 65,000 applications cap. You can just go straight to H-1B work visa. During your job research, if you want, you can focus on higher education. For example, me, I got a job offer to work for a college. That's why I didn't have to compete with the 65,000 cap. It's a very practical way to increase your chance of getting a work visa. That's about all the strategies I used during my job research. Thank you so much for watching or listening to my podcast. Please share this video with all your international friends, with your classmates, with whoever you know is looking for a job, because the strategies apply to a lot of people who are doing job hunting right now. And give this video a thumb up if you like it. Thank you. Thank you for watching.